So now on to our first set of news stories for part two, beginning with Norwich Airport and a boost in passenger numbers. Norwich Airport has seen a significant boost in passenger numbers since the launch of Ryanair's new routes. Between April and October this year, the airport welcomed 316,000 passengers, a 23% increase from the same period in 2023. Bosses have largely credited the rise to the introduction of Ryanair flights to Alicante, Faro, and Malta in April. Over the summer months, Ryanair carried almost 63,000 passengers, exceeding the initial prediction of 60,000. The airline announced in May that its flights to Alicante would continue through the winter months, and it's since confirmed that all three routes will be back next summer. Richard Pace, managing director of Norwich Airport, said, "The launch of the Ryanair routes has been a huge success, carrying more passengers than forecast and accounting for a total increase in passenger numbers of almost a quarter on last summer. We're looking forward to a busy 2025 and continuing to offer passengers great choice with the ease and convenience of flying from their local airport."
20 charities and community groups are moving into the former Norwich home of the family behind the city's famous Coleman Mustard. The organisations are setting up in the Grade 2 listed Carrow House in King Street after a deal was agreed with Norwich City Council to let the building to them on a temporary basis. Norwich City Council bought the 19th century building, which used to be home to the Coleman family, from Norfolk County Council for more than £2 million in 2021. City Hall has invested a further £1.4 million in the refurbishment of the building, which also previously housed Norfolk Museum's costumes and textiles collection and Norfolk's Coroner's Court. It has awarded what is known as Meanwhile Lease on Carrow House and the next-door new Carrow House to the charity Norwich Unity Hub. The hub is providing the space to charities and community groups until the council's longer-term plans come to fruition. The groups moving into Carrow House are involved with the mental health support, young people, disability and accessibility services, environmental initiatives, creative arts and skill development.
The UEA is facing furious criticism after it emerged that the number of employees paid more than £150,000 has almost doubled during a period of massive financial turmoil, which has also seen the university make huge cuts. The university now has 22 members of staff earning at least £150,000, compared with just 12 in 2022. The rise follows a recruitment drive, which means the total number of employees earning six-figure salaries on the campus has reached 78, including the Vice-Chancellor, who joined last year and is paid at least £340,000. Over the same period, the UEA has had to save millions of pounds from its budget because of the impact of inflation and a drop in the number of overseas students. This process is ongoing, and last month the university said it needed to trim a further £11 million from its budget, warning that this may lead to compulsory redundancies. The institution has defended the increase in pay for senior managers, insisting that it's been driven by market forces. But the news, which also comes in the week when the government announced that tuition fees would be rising to £9,535 a year, has triggered a furious response elsewhere. Nicholas Grant and Nadine Zubair, co-chairman of the UEA branch of the Universities and Colleges Union, said, "The Vice-Chancellor and executive team pay at UK universities has got out of hand. At a time when the UEA is seeking to cut staff and is claiming to be unable to pay the real living wage, is it right that the pay of senior leaders is so high?" A university spokesman said, "Over half of the roles that are paid over £150,000 are in clinical specialities, where the remuneration is linked to NHS work, and therefore the university does not pay all of the salary.
A Christmas market in Norwich has been named one of the best in the country by a top travel magazine. Condé Nast Traveller has recognised the Global Village Christmas Market in the Forum as one of the best spots in the country thanks to its globally inspired crafts. Highlighting its range of local traders, illustrators and makers offering gifts from around the world, it was recommended for its live music, street food and mulled wine offerings. Writer Emma Love said, "Taking over the Forum event space in Norwich for 3 days in December is the Global Village Christmas Market. Highlights include German bratwurst, sweet waffles, festive carol singers and a Caribbean steel drum band playing Christmas music. Other destinations that made the list include the Belfast Christmas Market, the Manchester Christmas Market and the Exeter Cathedral Christmas Market. This year, the Global Village Christmas Market will be in the Forum between December 5th and 7th.
Health chiefs are gearing up to ask the government to allow fluoride to be pumped into Norfolk's drinking water to help solve the county's dental crisis. Public health bosses believe increasing the levels of fluoride in the water supply could be particularly useful in preventing children's teeth from rotting. Fluoride is a naturally occurring mineral used in toothpaste because it can prevent tooth decay from starting and from getting worse. In some parts of the country, such as Birmingham and the North East, it's been added to water since the 1960s, with scientific studies showing that tooth decay is reduced in areas where fluoride is boosted. Fluoride is found in water across the UK, but the amount varies due to geological differences, and in Norfolk and Waveney, the amounts are too low to benefit teeth. The areas in the county with the lowest fluoride naturally occurring in water are in King's Lynn and West Norfolk, plus some parts of Broadland and South Norfolk. So, public health bosses at Norfolk County Council are considering making an application to the Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, for fluoride to be added to the county's water supply.
An ambitious suburban infant school has won high praise from inspectors in its latest assessment. Garrick Green Infant School in Old Catton, to the north of Norwich, was visited by Ofsted last month in its first full inspection since becoming an academy in 2016. The school, which is part of the Wensome Trust, was inspected over 2 days at the beginning of October. While the watchdog no longer gives an overall rating, the school was assessed at being good in all areas of the inspection. The report states the school is ambitious for its pupils. They enjoy learning, but equally study a rigorous and comprehensive curriculum. They quickly learn to read and love the many stories that the staff share with them. Head teacher Becky Dewing said, "We have a lot to celebrate at Garrick Green Infant School. Ofsted has clearly recognised what we see in our school every day, that our children are happy and love to learn."